1. They say be careful what you wish for, but they don't know beef from bullfoot. I jump out of the helicopter, which I rode over from Virgin Gorda for the sole purpose of making an entrance. Colin, my man, hustles forward. I clutch my floppy hat with one hand and take Colin's fingers with the other as I concentrate on how to look graceful in a 40-mile-per-hour wind that creates a pelletized sand spout. On one side of us is crystal blue Caribbean sea. On the other, coconut palms bend nearly double behind a tiki hut with twinkling red and green Christmas lights. My eyes continue down the beach across the roof line of an enormous house and land on a thatched roof pavilion with what looks like heavily loaded buffet tables. All of this for the rap party for my first album. Bombshell, that's the name of the album, is memorialized on a giant banner across the top of the tiki hut. Ava Butler's explosive debut album, Bombshell, from Venus Records. December 15th everywhere. There's a picture from the album artwork incorporated into the banner. In it, I'm a road-weary skank with eye makeup streaked down my cheeks and a ripped green lace top. But I do me. I escape the rotor wash across the little landing pad that looks like a golf green, without falling face first, and join the waiting crowd. Hugs from Drake Henson, the owner of Venus Records in the helicopter, his staff, and my family and friends, whom Drake chartered early to Virgin Gorda and ferried to Decker Key, his private island. There needs to be an audience to cheer my arrival, he says. A Venus underling presses a hollowed coconut into my palm. I sip from the straw. Orange juice, Coco Lopez, pineapple juice, rum, and nutmeg. Painkiller, my favorite. I'm Greg, and I'll be taking care of you, the very young man says. His accent is British, and his nose is slathered in zinc oxide. A long-sleeved sunshirt protects his upper body. His swimming trunks end at his knobby knees, and above his sweaty hairline, a Santa cap perches askew. It's barely past Thanksgiving, but it's all about the People.com optics at this soiree. Thank you, m'son, I say. No ice, please. Normally, I speak in a Calypso accent and dialect naturally around other locals, and I yank in a continental accent with non-locals. But Venus is banking heavily on the fact that I'm from the U.S. Virgin Island of St. Marcos. I'm under strict instructions from Venus to emphasize a certain C word, my Caribbean roots, instead of my years in the States to attend NYU, where I studied theater and the classics and later pursued a musical theater career,
and downplay another C word,
my Caucasian father. So Calypso it is. Even though in my head, I'm always the girl my Bahamian mother and Canadian father raised me to be.
Prime for success, spouting the Queen's English,
so to speak. Over here, Ava, a photographer calls out. I take a step in the direction she points. Colin starts to follow, but she waves him off. Just Ava, she says. Colin pulls out his new phone and snaps a picture of the photographer, then disappears into the crowd before I can protest. I'm also under strict instructions to downplay the C-word boyfriend in favor of my goddess of the morning after image, which Colin, who's a native of Texas, refers to sweetly as, rode hard and put up wet. I can't argue with his description. I suck in my gut and hold up my best assets, straining out of the green string bikini top with gold metallic threads that my stylist, Chin, picked out for me this morning. I fight an urge to cover my left breast with my hand, as if the camera can see what the eye cannot. An afterimage from the radiation treatments that ended only a few months ago and that had me in remission from breast cancer. Oh, and that's the fourth C word in my instructions. I'm supposed to keep the cancer treatment under wraps. Flashes shock my eyes, and I'm glad for my oversized sunglasses. The onslaught is intense, but over quickly, and I escape back to my awaiting entourage of island friends and family and New York music industry colleagues. Farther up the beach toward Drake's mansion, his other guests congregate. Venus recording artists and studio musicians. Artist Drake is recruiting. Drake's famous industry buddies. Journalists and reviewers. Financiers. Publicists, promoters, and executives. Girl, you a rock star, for real,